At least we're not fighting inflation alone. The Bank of Canada is in the same boat. Meanwhile, here in the U.S., the June inflation numbers hit a new record. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 13th day of July. Thanks for being with us. In other news, did you hear about the fake inflation report that had an impact on Wall Street yesterday? Kohl's is trying something new to entice customers back into their stores. Starbucks is closing some stores. The reason? We'll share. Merger discounts for Amazon Prime Day aren't so hot, but guess what? Consumers don't seem to care. We're going to take a deeper dive into some of the inflation numbers you might not have considered. We've got the Wall Street Report and, sadly, more layoff news. Ready? Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and once again, welcome to this, the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines, coming to you all week long from Scottsboro, Alabama. We are here on assignment, and so yeah, we might by the end of the week have a certain twang to our voice. By the way, you want to reach us on Twitter, you can find us at IOB_NewsHour. We are not in this alone. The Bank of Canada joined the U.S. Central Bank in an effort to combat inflation in that country. The Financial Times is reporting the bank delivered a jolt to Bay Street, raising its benchmark interest rate a full percentage point, the biggest one-time increase since August of 1998, when the Central Bank of Canada was fighting to protect the value of the currency during the Asian financial crisis. Canada's benchmark borrowing rate is now 2.5%, compared with 1.75% ahead of the COVID-19 recession. The aggressive move is, yes, all about inflation, which the Bank of Canada predicts will accelerate to around 8% this summer. And in making the move, the Central Canadian Bank said that this is the only way that they can be able to handle this because it is moving so fast that policymakers whose job it is to keep the consumer price index advancing, well, they just can't get to it in enough time. Early on Wednesday morning, the U.S. government released the consumer price index for June, and it was a whopping 9.1%. Economists had predicted that June would come in at 9%. Now, these numbers indicate the U.S. Central Bank will move forward with another interest rate hike of 0.75%. All of this had a shocking effect on Wall Street, which is locked into a period of earnings reports. Delta Airlines reported earnings that missed expectations on Wednesday morning as higher costs bit the airline currently battling with excess demand and constrained capacity. Those numbers from Wall Street today? Guess what? I'll have those for you in just a bit. In a related story, the government had to beat back rumors about a 10.2 inflation rate that started circulating across social media channels early in the day on Tuesday. MarketWatch is reporting the release that circulated online Tuesday attempted to mimic the formatting of the prior month's CPI report, but with different dates and numbers. It included several indications that it was a forgery, including a chart whose numbers failed to match the text. The document claimed annual inflation in June reached 10.2%, much higher than economists had forecasted and much higher than what it came in at, 9.1%. While the fake document began circulating as early as 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday, U.S. stocks dipped in afternoon trade in New York as the false report gained traction. Next, from the retail desk, Kohl's is attempting to drive consumers back to its stores following the breakdown of the recent efforts to sell the company. The Street is reporting that Kohl's is back to try to jazz up its stores and the shopping experience. The hope is that this new program will pull in new consumers. What is it? Well, it's called the Discover at Kohl's concept and will provide shoppers with 30-plus new brands, brands by women-owned businesses, and more. The new department will adjust throughout the year. For example, the July through October Discover at Kohl's will feature back to school, get outside, fall family fun, and for women by women. Kohl's will also work to incorporate programs that give back. One such project is the Gorongosa Project in Mozambique, Africa, with the Gorongosa Coffee Company, which works with the local community to bring sustainable solutions to the environment. The coffee company donates 100% of their profits to that cause. And finally, Kohl's will introduce new brands and work to drive inclusivity within its stores. They will carry gender-neutral clothing for kids. The company says they recognize the need for every child to feel seen and be comfortable in their clothing choices. For those who love Kohl's and their shopping perks, Kohl's will keep the Kohl's cash, Kohl's rewards, and the use of their Kohl's card. Staying with retail for just a bit, Starbucks has announced it's closing more stores. No, not for union issues. This time, it's about safety. The Wall Street Journal is reporting the company is closing 16 U.S. stores after workers reported incidents related to drug use and other disruptions in those cafes. Starbucks said it would permanently close 6 stores in each of the Seattle and Los Angeles areas, 2 in Portland, Oregon, and a single location in Philadelphia and in Washington, D.C. by the end of the month. The company said it received reports from workers about incidents that they said involved drug use by some customers and, in some cases, members of the public in certain locations. Starbucks said it would transfer employees to other locations when it does permanently close those stores. Starbucks also said it would be giving store managers leeway to close restrooms, limit seating, or reduce operations in response to safety concerns. The moves are part of policies aimed at addressing workers' concerns, including their safety on the job, says Starbucks. Now, even if the discounts are not that big, consumers are still flocking to Amazon Prime for Prime Days. Bloomberg is reporting the typical household spending was $88.28 as of noon New York time. That is up 20% from the early hours of the previous sale last June, according to Numerator, which is tracking Prime Day spending from 973 households. Besides Amazon's own branded electronics, which are being offered at steep discounts, the best seller in the early hours of Prime Day was, get this, a Frito-Lay variety pack of snack chips. The annual sale, which runs through today, provides a window into the spending habits of consumers reeling from rising prices and a slumping stock market. So far, at least, shoppers are looking for utility products over indulgences and are spending more than anticipated, even though many sellers are limiting the deals to protect their profits because of rapid inflation. All right, let's do inflation part 3, shall we? We're going to dig a little deeper into the consumer price index and the inflation numbers. First of all, how's all this figured? Well, the consumer price index measures a select amount of goods and is considered important or common to consumer households. Those goods are. Go Banking Rates is reporting the CPI for goods and services in the United States is based on data collected from the Consumer Expenditure Surveys, which collects consumer information on the most purchased items. For that, the Bureau of Labor Statistics classifies consumer products and expenditures into 8 major groups. What are they? Food and beverages, housing, apparel, transportation, medical care, recreation, education, and communication. And then there's the other goods and services. Essential goods and services like gasoline increased by 11.2% in June, and groceries, food at home, up by 12.2% from June of 2021. All of that's going to hog the headlines for the next couple of days. But we decided to cast a spotlight on 5 random, lesser reported products or services that may have a real impact on your spending and budgeting, depending on your needs or your lifestyle. What are they? Let's talk used cars and insurance. The used car and truck index rose 1.6% in June. That was a slight dip from the 1.8% increase in May, while motor vehicle insurance had its 6th consecutive monthly index rise at 1.9%. And then there are dental services. From May to June, the cost of dental services surged by 1.9%, which represents the biggest monthly increase since 1995, according to the Associated Press. Next, we're going to talk about cookies. Why not cookies? The Food at Home Index has steadily gained over the past year, but May's CPI for cookies was an anomaly, increasing 4% in price from April to May. From May to June, the tasty treats have come down to a more respectable increase of 1.3%. Then there are TVs and audio equipment. Now get this. Because people have cut down discretionary purchases over the pandemic and during this high inflationary period, and perhaps due to global competition, the overall Video and Audio Products Index is down by 0.2% from May to June and has dropped by 5.6% year over year. And finally, and this is a strange one, window coverings. Although its consumer price index is up 15.9% over the past year, its monthly indexes in 2022 have seesawed, most recently in a positive direction. With an index rise of 4.7% from March to April, the window coverings index has enjoyed decreases over the past 2 months, off by 2% in April, and from May to June, down by 3.9%. So there you go. At least you can buy window coverings at a deal. See what you learn here? Well, the biggest loser on Wall Street was the Dow, which sank by 208 points to close at 30,774, while the NASDAQ pared earlier losses and came in 17 points lower at 11,247, while the S&P 500 fell by 17 points as well to 3801. West Texas Intermediate crude, there's a story for you, fell again today, now trading at $95.85 a barrel. All of that should be a good indicator of continued fuel costs that should continue to go down. And finally, there is this. In the face of an uncertain future, layoffs are roiling not only the tech industry, but they are now spreading to other sectors. Now, despite those mounting signs of economic trouble, CNBC notes that overall employer demand for workers in some sectors remains extremely high and that layoffs are, quote, near historical lows, end quote. Following in the wake of this year's layoffs is a new trend, by the way. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that announcing a job loss on social media is now a thing. And the reason? It's twofold. To share about the experience and also, perhaps, network with other recruiters or places that are seeking good workers. So at least there is that. And that is a wrap. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.